Sports, I'm Josh Rountree. A pair of teams battling for NHL Central Division playoff positioning met Thursday in Dallas. Correspondent Dave Ferry with more.
Frederick Gaudreau capped his three-point night by scoring 140 into overtime, giving the Wild a 3-2 win over the Stars.
The two-point is great. It was a great game tonight. They're obviously fighting for a playoff spot, and they have such a strong team, so we knew they would come out strong. So to get the 2 points on the road like that, that was great.
Gaudreau ended the game after setting up Kevin Fiala's two goals, helping Minnesota stay within 2 points of St. Louis for second place in the Central Division. Marc-Andre Fleury stopped 34 shots for Minnesota, allowing a pair of goals by Jason Robertson. The overtime loss allowed Dallas to pull even with Nashville for the Western Conference wildcard lead. Both teams have 8 games remaining.
In Boston, the Bruins. They lost the third straight in a 3-2 defeat to Ottawa. Boston defenseman Matt Grizzlick saying the team's penalty kill wasn't good enough.
I don't know if it's, fatigue or lack of urgency. It's tough to see. Obviously, we got the two penalties that capitalize on both, so got to put out a fire there. But, yeah, it's obviously something we got to address.
And the Pittsburgh Penguins clinched a 16th straight trip to the postseason with a 6-3 win over the New York Islanders. In baseball, Andrew McCutchen had an RBI single and the first to lead Milwaukee to a 5-1 win in the Brewers' home opener. McCutchen thinks this is just the tip of the iceberg for his new team.
It's just a matter of time before things start clicking for us offensively and on the defensive side, pitching, all of it. Start clicking, and once it does, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's been fun anyway.
And the Golden State Warriors could have Steph Curry back in the lineup when they open their Western Conference quarterfinal series in Denver. Curry participated in a full scrimmage. He says he's optimistic he can play in Game 1. The two-time NBA MVP has not played since March 16th due to a sprained ligament in his left foot. I'm Josh Rountree, AP Sports.